there and gets does the business. Okay. Jesse, you did a good job.
Hi.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Phil.
Hey,
thanks,
Dean,
Jesse.
How are you today?
I'm good, Philip. How are you? Happy Tuesday.
We'll find out here.
Well, I hope it's a good Tuesday so far for you, right?
Well, you know, yeah, hey, it's all what you make it, you know?
That is true. That is so true.
Yeah, I've been struggling with this thing with Google. They asked for our address. We took pictures of address. We've done everything. We got ourselves a website.
Doing the video verification? And then what happened?
We did all that stuff. We did it twice. Nothing.
Okay. Interesting.
It says you didn't do something right. You didn't do this right. And then there's no contact person. So then we have to do it all over again.
Well, you know what though, Philip? So let me tell you what I did find. I did find a Google Business profile page for you. It doesn't have your phone number on there. I see that there's a website. So I know.
Yeah, we're not done with that website. We got to change a few. We haven't got a video, and we have to change a few pictures. We just started it. He just threw it together just to get going on it. That's my son-in-law's doing that.
Oh, that was nice.
My son-in-law.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah, it looks good. I know that you mentioned there's still work that you want done to it, but, I mean, it looks good so far. So I'm glad that you have website for people to reference, too. I also see as well, Philip, you know, there's, like, the Better Business Bureau you're listed on, a couple other little directories that I found you. Do you know if your daughter or your son-in-law have created a Facebook page for you yet?
No, we haven't.
Okay. Do you go on Facebook?
We have some all-time flyers that we hand out to people.
Okay, so that's how you generate business, is by flyers or word of mouth?
Or I just walk up and talk to people.
Okay. Now, I did find, so there's an Angie's List that also appeared with five-star reviews.
Oh, I tried that. I'm never ever going to use them again. They deceived me to the point to where I'm really embarrassed I even used them.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened. I hear that quite often. Did they deceive you by saying the pay per lead?
They said you only pay if you get the lead. Mm-hmm. Then it turned into you pay for every lead. And what was happening is I put down demolition, and, all my, dirt work stuff that I had in there, but people were calling. It had nothing to do with what I was doing, what I advertised at. And I had and I got a ton of tire kickers.
Oh man.
That's what killed me with the tire kickers killed me the worst.
I bet. Yeah. And then you're paying for every single lead. Whether it turns out to be a job or not. So
yeah.
I get that. I totally get that. You know, the way that we do things here, right? We're talking about first page placement on Google where 90% of searches will start and stop. When they find you on that first page, these are potential clients that are in need of your services. They're going to call you directly. We are not going to charge you per call, per job, or per click. As a matter of fact.
No, you're a monthly
yes.
charge for the maintenance.
Correct. Maintaining you and all of that. Right. Now, there's a couple of options. One of the packages that I wanted to recommend for you was our Platinum package, because that package includes both Google and Facebook marketing. So with the new in business rate, okay, what you would be looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month, month to month. Now, it does come with a one-time setup fee of $99. The setup fee is just to cover the programming. So it would make the initial investment $398 to get started, and then you would pay $299 every month after that with no contracts. Because we prefer to earn
it. So I can stop at any time.
Yes.
So I can stop at any time.
Absolutely. And the only thing that we would really ask from you, Philip, is we call it a 2-month verbal commitment. We ask you to at least stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly. You can cancel at any time. We're not going to hold you hostage. Okay.
Okay. But, all right. So here's the, okay. All right. Keep going.
Now this would include first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We would build you a business Facebook page and we would be doing Facebook ads. Now Facebook ads, they can reach as far as 50 miles. But with Facebook ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. When they click on your ad, Philip, they're calling you directly. I will tell you, a lot of our clients have seen really great results with the Facebook ads. Now, in addition to that, we also list you on Yelp and Apple. We make sure that your website be attached wherever we're promoting your company, and we cover the mobile platform. That means anyone who does a search, like from their iPhone, Android, or tablet, can also find you on the first page of Google immediately. So we would be pretty much covering all of your bases, and that's what you would be looking at.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. We're in January, February, March is, dead zone, correct?
Right.
So as far as paying that $300 a month, it really, because I got to, of course, all my legal certifications have always come in this time of year.
Right.
So I got to pay all that to keep up on my bond, my insurance, and all that. And it's just, I don't know where, I don't want to commit to something that's going to really put a strain on me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like you said, a cash rate too. I need the business to pay for it, but I don't have the money to get the business. So I don't know what to do on this. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to do. What I could do is apply for a business credit card, and then I can give you that account number, and then we could just pull from that.
I mean, whatever's going to work best for you, you know, let me ask you this. I really want to help you, okay? Is it the monthly that kind of, you know, is a little tight for you? The monthly or the initial investment? The monthly.
No, the initial isn't tough. You know, I can get by that. But it's okay. The monthly, the $300 a month. You know, that's just kind of
What if I could do this for you? Because if I apply a credit because you have a website, I can get the monthly as low. And I don't know if this will even help you, but the lowest I can get it down for you would be $249 a month. So it would be you pay $249 plus a $99 setup fee. It would make it $348, right? But every month after that, then you're just paying the $249 a month. With no contracts. So I mean,
the first payment would be
$348, right? And then every month after that, $249.
Okay.
And I know it's only $50, right? But I know sometimes for me, $50 goes a long ways.
Well, it sure does. You know, I've been doing out of my pocket, this whole thing. I don't have any business loans or anything.
Wow.
So that's what, I've been doing out of pocket. So I haven't been paid, you know, in a long, long time. And I'm just trying to make this thing work.
I hear you.
And I tried to get a business loan, but of course, you got to establish yourself. It's always a catch-22. I mean, you know.
Right.
I got to have this to get that, but I need that to get this.
I hear you. You know, my aunt, she has a catering business. She had this business years ago, right? And she's like, you know, I try to get a loan, and they tell me, you got to have revenue coming in. She's like, well, I can't get revenue coming in if I don't get a business loan so I can buy the darn equipment so that I can start booking parties. You know, that's how it was for her in the very beginning. So I'll tell you what she did. She invested a lot of her own savings to getting her company started. And I remember, you know, because it was her and my uncle, you know, was buying smokers and, you know, event grills, and she was like, man, our savings is going down. And he's like, it's an investment. It's an investment. It's an investment. You got to look at it like that. It's an investment. And sure enough, I mean, after the first couple of gigs that they did, I mean, they ended up making money. They made the money back and more, of course, you know, and over the years, I mean, then their profit margin grew bigger and bigger, right? Because those grills were lasting a very long time. They were just, you know, they were considered where you lose, it kind of loses a little bit of the value every year, like when they were doing their taxes and stuff. But yeah.
Sure. Depreciation.
Depreciation. There you go. I was trying to think of the darn word. Thank you, Philip, for helping me with that.
As we get older, we can flip a few things here.
You knew what I was talking about.
where are you located, Nadine?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. If you've ever been to Disneyland, we're about maybe 20 minutes away. We're in a county called Orange County.
My sister lived a block away from Disneyland in a hotel, so I know all about that.
Well,
do you remember, where the Marriott was right across from Disneyland?
I do, because I literally, you're not going to believe me when I tell you this, my house is like not even 5 minutes away from Disneyland.
Okay, do you remember that? Do you remember the strawberry field right there?
I do.
Yeah. Was that, where is it? I imagine it's gone by now because of.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, there's the straw. I told people this is in 85, 86 when I was down there. And there's a strawberry field right across from freaking Disneyland. I go, no way. I'm like,
Well, you know, Orange County used to be full of orange groves. That's why they called it Orange County.
My parents lived down there. My cousin's got a produce farm in Indio, California.
Oh, okay. That's not far from us. That's
my brother,
like on the way
my
to Palm Springs.
Yeah. My sister lived in Yorba Linda, and my brother lived in Huntington Beach. So, I mean, we're down there all the time. My other brother lived in North Hollywood. So, we're down there all the time.
Wow.
So I have no desire to go down there now.
Yeah, you don't want to. It's too expensive.
Where did you say you live now?
I live in Anaheim.
Okay,
so let me tell you, I pay for Disneyland's electricity.
I go down to the Supercross races all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I don't know if you ever heard of those.
I have. I'm like maybe not even 10 minutes away from Anaheim Stadium. So
we're really
close to it. Yeah, we're really,
What's
really close.
What's that road that goes all the way to the beach? I mean, it's right there. It goes straight all the
way to
the beach.
There's a couple of them. There's Beach Boulevard. That goes all the way to the beach. There's also Knott goes all the way to beach. Tustin.
Tustin
goes all the way to the beach as well. Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I can't believe it. I mean, it's just like crazy. All my friends now are moving to Temecula.
Yeah. It's better.
Yeah, they all like it down there. Okay, Nadine. Nadine. Is it Nadine or what is
Nadine,
it?
Nadine. Yeah, like the Chuck Berry song. Nadine.
There we go. All right.
So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't know. I got to talk to my daughter.
Okay.
Because last time I was going to hook up with someone, she got all pissed off. Well, we can do that. We can do that. Well, it's been 2 months now it's going on. Okay, so let me get this straight.
Okay.
If I sign up with you, my website, can you fix that?
We can't tinker with the website. We're not going
to
tinker with it. We're not going to touch it. We're not going to mess with it at all. We're just going to make sure that your website is attached where your business is being promoted.
Okay, I got to finish that thing.
What else do you need to add to it?
Well, he's got some funky pictures that I have no idea what they're. They're pictures of a brick wall with a chip in it. And I go, what is that? He goes, well, you put up walls. I go, well, that just looks like a piece of concrete with a chip in it. So I don't like that picture, and it doesn't have any videos in it.
Do you know, like, if we knew where they purchased the website from, if they got it from, like, the domain? It's from Squarespace.
I don't know. I'll ask them.
Yeah, it looks like Squarespace.
Let me call you tomorrow morning.
I'm going to text
you. What's a good time?
Let me do this. I'm here always Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. We're on the same time zone. So
let me text.
You get text messages, right, on this phone number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a text with my name, Nadine Medina, my phone number, and my extension. Okay? So that way you have it there. And then you call me after you speak with your daughter, because I know you want to run it by her. You know what I mean? See what she says. The website, Philip, we're not going to touch it. We're not going to tinker with it. If you want, we can create you a new website. I can include it at no additional cost, but I don't know if we would be able to use the same domain because it's Squarespace.
Well, let's see what we can do. Okay. Give me till the end of the week, because I got some doctor's appointments. This is a real busy week for her. She's not in a good mood.
All right. So we want her in a good mood, obviously, when you're talking to her.
Yeah, she's busy. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm just being honest with you. I'm not going to candy coat.
No, I appreciate that.
So that's where I'm at with that. And you will hear from me. I promise you that. Because I'm in business. And I know what it's like to wait for people, because I'd rather call and say it's not going to happen than let you know what's going on.
Exactly. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I was able to speak with you, so I'll wait to hear back from you then, okay?
All right. You have a great day, Nathan.
You too, Philip. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.